I remember we went west on 66 in 1934, pulling a trailer.
And I remember when that Bunyan Derby was made, you know, they came through here.
Yeah.
And you remember that, reading about it anyway.
Yeah.
And I see there's a man, an Oklahoma man, the name of Payne, you know, one of the guys, he made it through first. From San Francisco to New York, wasn't it?
That's a hard way to win a prize.
And a lot of them stayed all night here. And some of them went on, and they just kept coming in, you know. Oh, they were tired looking nice. Just could lie down on the parking along the streets, you know, in the shade, looking just warm.
Yeah, that's a shame. Drive themselves that way this early in the game. If they were almost at the goal, it would be understandable.
Well, they didn't travel too fast, but they just kept going, you know. Uh-huh. They couldn't afford to run all the way. A fellow by the name of Payne won the prize for making it through first.
Wonder if he was any relation to the Payne who kept trying to settle around Stillwater with his Boomers or his Sooners.
I don't know. He was an Oklahoma man, though.
What do you call a road with a hard surface? Anything special?
Well, some call it blacktop. They have a lot of blacktop road. They put the chat and then fill that blacktop in. I guess that's used instead of cement, isn't it? I don't really know.
I think it's maybe a little cheaper.
It's cheaper. But
it doesn't wear as well.
It doesn't. But I think they use that blacktop in the place of cement. That's the way I understand it. Put the chat on probably first, and then.
In Stillwater, they just mix mud and oil together.
It's not good at all. No, but it helps a while.
Yeah. Until you drive on it.
I've seen the main street here and there, somebody, you could already drive up and down there.
Did they have board sidewalks here at first? Or?
Yeah, they used to. Of course, we had a little oil boom here in the early 20s. And then they did a lot of paving, actually. They brought a lot of money to town. Started paving the streets then.
Were there many sidewalks in town, or are there even today?
Yes, they have cement sidewalks along the building.
I haven't driven around much, so I'm curious. Usually, when I come to a town, I'll drive all around it and spend a couple hours
in front of the stores, and you know, up and down the main street and other streets, and places they have the sidewalks, they call them. The cement sidewalks.
Out at the farm, did you have any special term from the road that went from your house out to the street or out to the highway?
Well, it ran right along in front of the door. Just going any distance out. It ran right along to the yard fence, if you noticed.
Uh-huh. Say, I like that porch, too. That's a pretty porch.
Yeah, it was at first, but then
people don't make porches that way anymore. It's just a post to hold up the roof. No ornamentation.
That was my idea, making that porch. You're going to have one clear along, if you notice, that's a longhouse along the front. Mm-hmm. I think it's about 46 foot across the front.
Mm.
And I told the carpenter, I said, that just wouldn't look good at all, a porch clear across that.